Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Well, I guess that about does it then, huh?
Like that.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Who did we mention today? Have a good show. What did you do last night? Tell me about your life.
I didn't do much.
The kids are good?
Yeah, everybody's good. My oldest has been sick for a while, so he's been out of school.
Well, isn't that a thing, like, all parents say that as soon as school starts, somebody gets sick?
Yeah, all the time.
It's like all the kids are back together.
Yeah.
And then parents get sick.
I guess it's going around, too, and like some sort of uptick in COVID. But I don't even know. Are you supposed to test for it anymore? I don't think so, yes. Right?
Bomb Pop was off Monday and Tuesday this week. Yeah. He had strep.
Yep. Oh, he had strep. Be careful. You can get scarlet fever that way. I don't know.
It's not 100.
It's not the 1920s.
Just telling you, it happened to me in the 1990s. So, I don't know what you do with COVID because it's in the news again. Like, hey, there's new boosters and numbers are up. But we've looked this up. It says, if you test positive for COVID,
if you don't have symptoms,
then don't go to work. But if you have symptoms, stay away from people. Well, that's the rule for anything.
Everything, right.
If you have a cold, they don't want you to come to work. People take it a little more seriously since COVID.
Yeah, I didn't test them.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't know. You know, I'll be able to hear you when you feel better, like you're congested. So.
But maybe there's something
tonight,
we're missing.
Today I was like, I think you literally have to go to school tomorrow or else, I don't know. Child Protective Services comes over or something. I don't know. You missed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
That's the first full week or whatever. Yeah, that's...
You gotta go.
That's tough. But yeah, maybe we are missing something. Maybe there's something you're supposed to do. Oh, if they've got COVID, now they've got ivermectin. They know it works. You know,
right,
something.
Yeah.
I have no idea what... But when you look it up online, it just makes no sense. I'm like, well, then why would I test for this if you're just saying don't do anything?
Right. There's no difference.
And they can say you can have it. Like, literally, when you and I looked it up last... It said,
if you test positive and you don't have any symptoms, go to work. Yeah.
Get on an airplane, whatever. Uh-huh. I guess they think that means you're not contagious. I don't know anymore. But my thing is, so then why are we still talking about it? That's a genuine question. Like, why don't we just say, got a cold? Kids aren't feeling good. Yeah, there's a bug going around like we used to. And
I guess if you test for it and it gets worse, you know to go to the doctor.
Like
maybe it's still more deadly than just a common cold, but
yeah,
you know, I don't have any answers for you.
No, I don't either. Well, I hope he feels better.
Yeah, me too.
I did see that there was a big thing this morning about kids not going to school. They've got they call it an epidemic. What is it? Is that truancy? Is that what it is? That I mean, I saw the numbers. I don't remember them now, shockingly, but the number of kids that miss, you know, it's a certain number of days per month or something like that. And it's a lot. A lot of kids missing a lot of days, and they have to do something because the kids have to come to school. But some schools started being a little more lenient after COVID, I guess, because there was remote learning, and then kids.
Well, they also tell you, like, what do you want me to do? Like, right. I get it. If the principal were to call me and be like, your kid's been to school in 4 days,
yeah,
I'd be like, well, also, what if he has COVID?
Yeah,
he's not supposed to go. What it says is he's not supposed to go if he has symptoms. Well, he has symptoms. So what do you want me to do? You want me to send him?
Yeah,
because. In 2019, I would have just sent him.
Of course.
I would have been like, dude, whatever, you have a cold.
Yeah.
Tough it out. Take some cold medicine. But now I'm not sending him because I don't want to give the whole school COVID. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
That's what I thought you were supposed to do.
What do you want me to do? I don't know.
Oh, it's not truancy. Truancy, I guess, is when you're being a rebel and not showing up to school. It's absenteeism.
Yeah.
So they're facing a growing problem. It's chronic absenteeism. Close to one out of every four children, one out of four, is chronically absent today. Okay, that does seem like a lot. One out of four is chronically absent.
Yeah, but I think it has to do with the fact that you tell us not to send them.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
I mean, they say it started with COVID.
Yeah, so I think people are like, oh, he's sick. He can't go to school.
At least 14.7 million students nationwide were chronically absent during the 2020-2021 school year. Well, that was literally COVID, right?
Right, yeah.
2020, I thought, like, that, is that all the kids? Because it should have been. I thought all of them were remote learning. Today, close to one in four school children are still chronically absent. Yeah, they're trying to figure out what it is. And, of course, sometimes it could be because they've got a bad situation at home.
Right.
You know, and, like, is that the growing problem? Is it the breakdown of the family?
I would honestly think it's because you don't send your kids to school and they're sick anymore.
And before we did?
Absolutely we did.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to be like, Dad, I got a cold. He'd be like, no. Whatever.
No, you had to be thrown up.
Right, but now I'm like, I don't want to send him if he has it, so whatever, you know?
You could throw up before school.
Oh, yeah.
And if you didn't continue to throw up, then you went to school. You basically had to have, like, consumption. You had to look like someone in the 1800s. You had to have a fever and be laying in bed coughing and sweating, and then they're like, okay, he's got a fever of 101. He better not go. That was it.
Right.
That was the thing. It was like, what's their fever?
Fever, yeah.
They have a fever. And you're like, if there's something wrong, I think I'm dying. There's something like, well, you don't have a fever, so go back to class. I remember the kids who always used the nurse's office as an escape, you know, place to go see someone nice and just get some peace and quiet. And I was one of those kids. And they would give you...
You remember the kids.
Yeah.
I remember the only one. It was me.
I think other kids did it maybe a little more than me. I'm not sure. Maybe not, actually. But I'd go in there, say I need a Tylenol. And then what you were allowed to do was always, without question, do you want to lay down for a while? Yes. Answer is always yes. Mm-hmm. You could lay there and you could nap for whatever their time limit was. And then they'd have a limit. And they'd say, okay, you either need to go home or you need to go back to class. It's like, okay, I'll go back to class. But you never did that?
No, I never went to the nurse's office.
Even in elementary school or high school?
No.
Man, ours was like it was like an oasis. It was just
They
give you a couple ibuprofen and they had an actual bed that you could lay in. I mean, it was like one of those.
I'd like to do that here. Beds. They have that here?
Right. Well, there is.
Go find a bed here.
There's
I mean, Snowcone's house is back there. I guess I could go take a nap in there.
We should show people what Snowcone's house looks like here at work because I came in. I don't know what day that was, but I was like, oh, Snowcone's not to work yet. So I went to his house, and which is just a few steps around the hallway here. And he was in there on the cot. And I was like, oh, okay, there you go. Which I don't know where that bed came
Snow
from.
Snowcone says he doesn't get paid much, but he doesn't include room and board.
That's true.
In that figure.
Yeah.
Like, they paid room and board and insurance. Like, it's worth $1 million. People be like, wait, I can just work 4 hours a day and live there, watch TV and hang out? Like, yeah, that's a good deal.
It ain't bad.
It is. My parents were really proud when I got corporate housing.
Yeah,
and
right?
That's like, wow, look at this guy. And now Snowcone's got corporate housing. He's like, oh, don't pay me enough. Yeah, well, okay, let's try and think about all the perks here.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Oh!
What?
I got a warning for you guys from the Surgeon General today. I'm all excited to share it with you. What were you saying that...
Don't smoke?
I think they're fine with that now.
Okay, good.
New thing, smoking, it's okay. I still see those commercials, you know, don't smoke with the woman. Do you see those where she's got like the...
No.
The sick, you know.
They must have given up showing them to me.
Do you think? Like, I wonder, with targeted advertising, I guess they could. But I still see those, and I'm like, well, I thought that they said that like kids don't smoke at all anymore, so...
They say it's on the rise.
Well, it was again,
I just read an article the other day, it's even bigger.
Oh, it is. Okay, because I saw that they were
kids
using
are smoking
Zen
again.
Or whatever.
Yep.
And,
I think their fears were realized.
That it led to cigarettes. It's so
people
weird.
People started vaping, and then they get addicted to nicotine.
And then
they do the Zen, and then they're like, what are we doing here? Let's just go for the real thing.
Yeah, which is weird. Just because someone who's done both, to me, you get so much more nicotine from those other things. And if you got hooked on a Juul or vaping or those
but then
pouches,
that became out.
But it's not cool.
It's not cool.
So now
vaping's
you want nicotine,
cool, right.
And the smoking is cool. Yeah. What did you say, Tom Brady?
Oh, he did. Like, I saw it. It was his max. It was a thing to me. Tom Brady reaches his max.
He's what, 45, 46?
Yeah, I think it was 47, and his max, I think it was 245 pounds. He got up to this morning, and he did it on his YouTube channel. I guess he has a YouTube channel.
You guess.
But he said, well, I haven't seen it. Actually, because I was like, oh, I'd like to watch
it.
That's why I didn't know. I'm not saying I don't want to watch it, but apparently he got up and worked out this morning. And
245?
He hadn't done a max bench press since 2006 or something. So he hadn't tried one.
What was yours at your peak?
Probably getting out of the Navy with the boot camp, 230, 240, maybe 250.
Woo-wee. Snow cone? You're big guy.
I never really lifted weights. I don't know.
You never had someone spot you at some point and say, hey, try this?
No.
You never went to the gym with a friend ever?
No.
Oh, I thought everyone went with you at least a short phase.
I went to the gym
at
one point, but I wasn't doing, like, weights.
What were you doing? Just running around the track or on the treadmill?
Well, I did, like, the Planet Fitness. They had that little, I do the treadmill. They had, like, a little CrossFit 30-minute station I would try and do. And
he went to the, did the ellipticals. It's just, no, it's funny.
Yeah, I think that's better for you.
It probably is. I don't know. It seems
I
like
go to the gym and lift weights and it's like, whatever. I think I'm strong, but I assume when I get older, I'll have no mobility.
I've never done, like, the free weights. I do like the machines, but I've never done, like, the free weights.
That's what I'm saying. I thought every guy at some point, somebody was like, you got to come in here and we're going to do this. Because I'm any good at it, but because when I was trying to... I will tell you this. I almost positive I could never bench 100 pounds. I don't think I could get 100 up. How much is the bar on its own? Isn't that, like, 50 pounds, maybe, the average bar?
Seems high.
It does seem high, but I think maybe the bar... Oh, it's only 10 pounds?
I
thought the bar could be like 50 bar. Well, I couldn't hit 100. So.
Well, you can't bench 100 pounds?
Well, at the time I could. I'm sure I could now. I mean, bring me a weight bench up here and
you
I'll
could bench
you.
100 pounds.
Bring me a weight belt. I'm going to need it because I'll start benching and curling. I don't know what
the
belt's
for. You could bench
for.
100 pounds.
I couldn't then.
When was this?
Like when I was a senior in high school.
Well, you... Okay.
I should have been at my peak, right? Somewhere around there.
Okay.
I mean, I think I tried again, but someone was watching.
I don't want to sound like that guy, like, what do you bench, bro? Like, I don't want to be that guy, but 100 pounds.
It's pretty bad, right?
It's not a lot of weight.
I'm weak. I'm really, really weak. You talk about lack of mobility when you get older. I have it now.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. Lazo, I just want you to know, I think you'll be happy to hear this, that finally, as a dad, you're getting some validation. Because for years, dads have always been portrayed in the media as doofuses. Watch any commercial, you know, kids get left with dad. I don't know how to put socks on them, so I put paper mache on their feet whatever. I mean,
so
the dads are always
I don't
really
know how to do
dumb.
Laundry, so... You know.
Right. They blow up. They put dishwasher detergent in and there's soap everywhere. They're always screwing things up. They don't know how to do anything.
And then if they're not just total doofuses, then they're just, deadbeat dads, or they're too busy with their job to, you know, see their kids. So they only try to show up on the weekend ones every once in a while and they're late. Mm-hmm. Because they're a homicide detective or something. Mm-hmm. And then, in order to win their love, they have to save the world.
Yo, my mom hated that. In movies, my mom actually would get mad, and if she thought this was going to happen in the movie, she'd turn it off. She turned off a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie one time about the hockey rink because she knew this is going to be another movie where the kids don't like their dad, and he's going to have to save the world, and then they'll be like, okay, Dad, you're pretty cool, and she didn't like that. I think she was like, I don't need him thinking that his dad's going to do that. He needs
well, I don't like
to
it either.
That.
You could just be a dad.
Right. It's actually kind of cool that my mom got mad about that.
Of course, sure. And seeing it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I always thought about it, like, oh.
Yeah.
And why can't a dad just, like, you know, show up on time?
Right. They never do.
No, never. They're always late. The dad's always late.
Yep. And if they do show, even when they show up on time in the movies, the kids are like, oh, okay, Mom, do we have to go? Because they're so used to spending time with Mom, I guess. I don't know. But the dad's always he's just a doofus. And like you said, best case scenario, he's a Disney dad, really. Oh, it's his week and he's got money, so he's going to take them to this... You know, amusement park.
And even then, that's not it.
Right.
You rarely see those.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's best case scenario.
Right.
Best case. And they still complain about that. Well, this comes from the actual Surgeon General. This isn't from like some, you know, Hollywood celebrity saying, hey, guys, I'm out there like The Rock. Nothing against The Rock. It's not like he's like, hey, I support dads out there. This is the U.S. Surgeon General issuing an actual warning. And he's talking about how he's a parent. Well, it's an advisor.
A Surgeon General is?
The Surgeon General, he says he's blessed to be a father of two, but he noted how difficult he finds parenting for himself, and he said being a dad, not just being a parent, he said being a dad is both the toughest and the most rewarding job he's ever had.
Well, sure.
But he said the stresses
that people have today are being passed on to children in direct and indirect ways, which are impacting families and communities across the country. And in this advisory, he said 41% of parents say that they are so stressed most days they can't function. 41%. So stressed they can't function. 48% say their stress is completely overwhelming compared to other adults who don't have kids. Do you look at other parents who have kids and go, you don't know what stress is?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And that's the kind of thing that you'd never say. I mean, some parents might, but you're the kind of person you would never say this.
No. We all got our own problems, but yeah.
But you think
for sure.
Like, man, trust me.
Well, because at the end, like, you know, it's just, I know people are going to get mad. I'm not offended. J.D. Vance and being like, you're an old cat lady. Like,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't believe all that. Like, everybody has, you know, it doesn't matter. But you just, there has to be less stress. I remember being married without children. And then I remember being a single dad with kids, right? I have them all the time. I remember at a point where, you know, they switched houses.
Yeah.
The stress is just more every time. It's more, and when you don't, like, if you don't have kids, like, so you're married without kids, right?
Yeah.
If everything goes south, you can just get in your car and leave, like literally leave, and you can leave a note that just says, I don't draw a picture, it just says, suck it.
Minus the note, like, that's what happened with my last marriage.
Right.
She just, you know, okay, see you later, and that
right.
was it.
You can leave, so... You know, yes, there's stressors, financial, and you got to keep your house and everything else. But if you got fired from here, you could sell your house, right?
Yeah.
Move somewhere. Like, you have a lot more options.
I don't have to wake up thinking, how will I provide for them?
Right.
It's just myself.
And I can't sell my house. I got to stay in the same school district. Like, it's just then, you know, I'm not even talking about Jesus Christ college. Am I going to pay for the car? I got, you know, my insurance is triple what it would be if I didn't have kids. I'm not complaining.
No.
But, you know, I've been thinking about it for 4 days now. You talk about stress. Like, God damn, I got to come up with $4,000 next month for insurance.
Right. I don't think that's
like
unfair.
How much MitroDash9.com could we sell?
Right. I don't think that's unfair at all.
If I didn't have kids, I'd be like, well, that insurance bill can wait.
Well, and
if I don't have insurance, whatever it is, I'll deal with it. Whenever I deal with it, I'll deal with it. But now it's like, oh, I can't have my kid driving his car with no goddamn insurance, right? So it's not a thing.
Yep. And
I don't have any other option.
Drink.
Like, I just have to. There's a lot. I would just say there's a lot more of. I have to do this.
You have to.
I have to. Like, I don't, there's no, I won't do this. There's no, I can't do this. It's literally, you have to figure out how to do this.
Yeah. I think it's like the difference between someone who's lived without money and then had money and knowing that difference, because I can wake up and think, what happens if I lose my job? And be very stressed. As a person without kids, you can be very stressed.
Of course.
What if I lose my house? What if I lose this? But I'm not going to argue with you that if I had had kids and had that stress, that coming back to where I am now, I would think, man, I don't know why I was as stressed about this.
Me being homeless is one thing, and I'm not looking forward to it, and it's stressful.
Yeah.
But me being homeless with two kids...
Right.
Right now, it's like, well...
That's unacceptable.
Right. Yeah. I can't do that.
Yep. So...
I can't do it.
The Surgeon General says that parents...
Thank you, Pilgrim Pilgrim. Pilgrim Pilgrim on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church Lazlo, says, the Lord only gives you what you can handle. Well, I appreciate
it. That's true.
I wish he'd... Give me car insurance. That's the real stressor right now.
I love that one. You know, God don't give you anything you can't handle, more than you can handle, and then it is what it is. And I'm like, yeah, well, what it is awful. So tell me that there's a way to make it not what it is.
Right.
But anyhow.
And why has he always got to give me just what I can handle?
Why
can't he give it to me like something
me.
I can handle really easily?
Right. Give me something I want.
I only give you what you can handle. It's like, dude, stop giving me
You're
stuff.
You're not my boss.
Stop
right?
giving
I mean, I
me
guess
stuff.
You are, but like, right, I don't need
like, how about
stuff.
Like the Lord only gives you like really cool stuff you want?
If you're good, yeah.
That would be awesome. Even if you're not good, he's just like, hey, here's cool stuff.
Right.
Not like, hey, raise your insurance by 30%.
Yeah. It's frustrating to hear people say that, but whatever. You know, I know it comforts
him. I know, he's kidding.
So the Surgeon General said he puts out this advisory, and he, I told you those numbers there. The 41% say that they're so stressed most days they can't function. 48% say their stress is completely overwhelming. And he says, for you parents right now, look, there's no doubt about it. that parenting now is more stressful than what it was for some of the previous generations. It's at least very different, and you have to deal with stressors that your parents, our parents, did not, which makes it difficult because a lot of situations you might go, what did my parents do in this situation? You know, when I snuck out when I was 13, what did my parents do? Maybe I'll do something similar when my 13-year-old sneaks out. But there's things now that you can't look back and go, what did my parents do? Because we didn't have it. And of course, the big one is social media. And you know the Surgeon General, this Surgeon General already, not a fan of social media. He's the one who's argued that they need to put labels on social media, that they should require age restrictions, all that stuff, which, you know, we've gone back and forth about which side people are on that. But he said, in my conversations with parents and caregivers across America, I have found guilt and shame have become pervasive, often leading them to hide their struggles, which perpetuates a vicious cycle where stress leads to guilt, which leads to more stress. They're trying to keep it all together and hide all this. And he said, parents need to be supported via policy changes and like community programs, including time off from work for sick and you know, sick children. Maybe even just like, you know, I needed a mental health day, but also things like affordable child care and resources, mental health resources for the kids and for yourself. That, because right now it's like, well, do I have insurance? Can I afford to send my kid to this daycare? How many marriages or relationships do you know of personally where someone says, well, we're thinking about maybe I won't work because I won't make enough money to pay for the childcare. It'd just be cheaper if one of us stays home and watches the kids, but then we're going to have to move because we can't afford the mortgage. I mean, it's crazy. And the cost of childcare goes up. Then you add on top of that, again, I know this is a polarizing subject, but you add on top of that that he thinks that social media is isolating a lot of kids and making them lonely. So your kids are stressed. They're not getting that outlet because they're lonely. They're isolated. They're on social media. You don't know exactly what they're up to because it's happening maybe on Snapchat or whatever. Sure. And they won't tell you what's going on. And now you have this vicious cycle of my kids don't. You're lucky because so far from what I hear, your kids are very social. I think sports helps a lot. They go out with their friends, right? But you do hear about these people that say their kids just don't hang out with friends in person. They'll tell their parents, I have five best friends, but they're like, well, I've never seen them.
Right.
I never see you hang out with them. Well, it's because we just talk on social media or on Xbox or whatever. Right. And the Surgeon General is saying that's causing major problems. So, first of all, he validates dads, which, you know, that doesn't happen very often. Tough being a dad. Thanks. And he says, look, you need to check yourself. If you're super stressed, you need to try and do something about it now.
What are we doing about it?
Maybe save a hockey stadium, you know, that's being attacked by terrorists. I don't know. But no, I think what he's saying is you need to try. The government needs to try and figure out a way for childcare to become more affordable.
Right.
And, like, we need to come up with something.
Well, I don't have that stress anymore. Health. I mean, they can take care of
your kids are old enough, right. But for a lot of people, that's a huge stressor. But so then for teenagers especially, it would be access to mental health professionals.
Right.
For you and for them.
I mean, the things
them.
That are worse, and, you know, like, for you, so your kid's young. So, you know, if he needs to be picked up from school, someone's got to go get him.
Yep.
That's just it. Like, you know, like, but today, you know, if I don't get out of here in time to pick up my youngest from football practice, I can just text the oldest, like, dude, you got to swing by there and pick him up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, you know, like, less stress, you know?
Yeah. He says...
But, yeah, if you were, like, the only parent and your kid, you know, this used to happen, like, I'd be coming into here and then I'd get a call and I'd be like, your kid's sick. And I'd be like, what do you want me to do? And they're like, you got to come get him. I'm
at work.
Okay. And I would, you know, thank God we work in a place where...
Yeah.
People are cool, and I'd be like, hey, he's sick, I gotta go home. And our bosses would be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever, go get him. But that ain't it. That ain't it everywhere.
For no.
Like,
for
well, what do I do?
I can't lose my job.
Well, you can't leave.
Kid has to sit in the nurse's office.
Well, I have to leave.
And or if you're hourly, you know what I mean? You can't take the time off.
Yeah. Yep. It's tough, man.
Well, he says, look, so we don't have the cheap child care yet or affordable child care yet, and we don't have maybe the access to mental health. But for now, he's asking people, he's imploring parents, you got to stop talking more openly about your challenges so that you can get support from other people.
Right.
Talk to other parents and say, man, you know what stresses me?
My parents, I need you to go to mitra-9.
That's right.
Buy yourself some GoPacks.
Use the promo code problematic, please.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.